I'm Bill Radke.
And I'm Barbara Bogave. A couple of years ago, musician Halsey Burgund tried an experiment. He asked his parents to read out loud a poem he'd written while he recorded them. And later, listening back to the tape, it just struck him how different their two versions of the poem sounded in their different voices. So he started fooling around with the tape and layering his parents' words over music, and that became the track for his first album called Words and Voices. And after that, he just went crazy. He went wild, and he recorded the rest of his family and his friends. He kept bugging people, and he ran out of folks. And later, he bugged people on the streets of Boston. So to do that, he built a portable recording booth out of plywood. So it's about 4 feet wide and 7 feet tall, and it comes apart. It fits on the roof of his car, so he can take it out on the road.
We have a picture of it I'm looking at right now on our website.
Yeah, you can take a look.
Now, WeekendAmerica.org, by the way.
A few weekends ago, Halsey set up his booth at Boston's Museum of Science, and he asked people questions about their weekends. Independent producer Shannon Mullen turned on her mic just as Halsey was explaining to an onlooker what he does.
It's very simple, actually. I'm a musician. I write music using regular instruments and then people's voices. Uh-huh. Just regular people, like you guys. You guys are regular? Or?
I'm pretty extraordinary.
Really?
But...
Okay, well, extraordinary people too. That's okay.
Okay.
So extraordinary people can go inside the booth and then there's a microphone in there and you just answer some questions. I have a sheet of questions over there.
So what do you do with that after you record it?
That's a good question. What I do after, I take it all back to my studio and then write a song that will be released eventually on an album and you'll be famous.
Yes!
This is
my big break.
Okay, so you went. Okay, well, here we go.
Okay.
In she goes.
Yeah.
Get in there.
Yes.
We'll
just read these questions out loud and then answer each question.
Read the question and then answer it. Okay? And there's no wrong answers. Nobody's listening. Okay?
All right.
Inside the booth, you can't hear things from outside, and nobody on the outside can hear you when you're inside.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done on a weekend? Wow.
The idea is to create a private space where people can feel comfortable talking about, you know, anything they want to talk about. In this particular case, I'm asking questions about weekends, what people do on the weekends.
Do you look forward to weekends?
Do you have a weekend philosophy?
With whom do you usually spend your weekends?
Do you dress differently on the weekend than during the week?
Do you tend to plan your weekends or just let them happen?
How does Sunday night make you feel?
I had one guy get in there and just rap freestyle for like 5 minutes.
I was really gone, but more stacks. I'm out here trying to do my thing. You know the kid likes staying fresh and icy. Can't play with the kids.
I had another guy going. He was like a Native American, I think, from the Pacific Northwest. And he went in there. He did some chant, some sort of tribal chant.
Of my voice, and it was really awkward because I was talking to myself in a box.
My name is Scott. I am from New York City. I have never seen anything like this before or heard of anything like this before, and I watch a lot of those crazy science shows. And it's very interesting.
I'm Lucy Servideo, and this is
Francesca Servideo. It was kind of weird because I never did it before.
She said she dresses very different on the weekends, but I haven't noticed that.
After I get all the recordings here at the museum, I'm going to take them back to my studio, and then I'll listen to them. I'll listen to each of them, and that takes a while.
I do look like forward to weekends, even though my
weekend is
something.
That's the time when I get a feel for what kind of music would go best with the voices. And then I start experimenting with music, with rhythm, with tone, with melody, all those sorts of things. And I do a lot of experimentation. I see what sounds good, what feels right. I think the human voice is an amazing thing. I mean, what to me is so interesting about it is we all have one to communicate with each other, and we use it all day, every day. It's kind of this constant sound of our existence, you know, our own voice and the voices of those around us. And I like to take them and sort of put them in a different context and kind of highlight their beauty, highlight the sort of amazing things that happen around us all day. And, you know, it does sound a little cheesy, but but it's true. I think it's true. And I, you know, if I do that in one of my songs, I feel like I've succeeded.
That piece was produced by Shannon Mullen in Boston. So Halsey Burgund took those weekend musings and that he got that day in Boston, and he created a song from it. It's called Until I'm Ready.
And it's Saturday.
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 Saturday. Saturday.
It's Saturday the...
Saturday.
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 January 2006.
Saturday.
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 Saturday the... Saturday, it's like an oasis. There's just this sense of space and freedom that you feel on Saturdays. That, of course, I don't know, it's kind of like the dawn. It's like it dawns, and then on Sunday, something sets.
With whom do you usually spend your weekends?
Our family.
My friends and my family.
My brother, Jake.
My dad.
Saturday,
my children. Things you've never done before.
Try to be a little less routine if possible.
Sleepover.
It's like a date with yourself.
Play.
I try to make my weekend last as long as possible.
When Sunday comes, it's very pressing. It's not a happy moment in your life.
There's a real sense of sadness on Sundays.
It makes me feel horrible because
kind of
I have to go to school the next morning.
Feel good.
Miserable.
Sad.
Horrible.
When do you start thinking about the weekend?
I start thinking about the weekends on Monday.
There's still some sort of feeling that permeates the weekend, like this idea of being,
I'm more lax and I'm happier during the weekends.
Fun.
It's Saturday, though.
Usually I wear my pajamas until I'm ready to get out of them.
Oh, that's great.
You can hear the full version of Until I'm Ready on our website, weekendamerica.org.